Finding Rhymes and Magic, a Tiny Poem Tutorial. Tiniest poems are by far the best, but writing short stories is a real test. Be warned, whatever you do, do not create a poem that is angry or sad, as people search for poems to get away from all the bad. The first step is to get a hold of a list of words that rhyme, or a rhyming dictionary, or just search for a rhyming website. The thing about finding rhymes is that you don't always get to say what you are trying to say, so you have to expand something or contract it till you do find a rhyme. There are many types of poems, but little rhyming ones are always cheerful and loving. And because you can only say what rhymes, you get to include extras that you wouldn't normally think of. For example, here is a little poem about strange mini-adventures. There is something lovely and strange when going out for a jog or a walk for a change. If it is early morning and before the sun comes out, it will be a fascinating workout. If it is late night, it will feel like running at the speed of light. And just going out for a walk is also great, because it is a heck of a way to concentrate. I think of poems as little dreams. They just meander their own way, and that's okay. I prefer writing two lines, where both of the lines rhyme. Some may prefer an even odd scheme, where the first line rhymes with the third and second with the fourth. And sometimes people pay attention to the rhythm of the line itself. That can be very good practice for song making. By far, the best method, in my opinion, is to write on a computer, because here you can easily edit lines and quickly look up rhymes. But you should also keep a paper journal, maybe one that fits your pocket, where you write down your favorite poems and rhymes and ideas. And above all, and this is really, really important, you have to record your voice or make a video of you reading your poems. Recording your recitations truly is a huge part of poetry. If you don't do it, you're going to regret it. You can just cover the camera if you're uncomfortable with the full video. Let's try another poem. This one is about Boo Boo, a barking dog I often say hello to during my spring jogs. Though I love the singing birds and frogs, I don't really make many friends on my jogs. But there is this one dog that really barks. I always mutter, "Uh-huh, a bite like that will surely leave some marks." But as soon as I speed up with a frown, he seems to somewhat calm down. I think he barks because he's bored, and as far as strangers go, his barks often go ignored. And here I come breathlessly chugging along, sometimes doing little dances to my song. And I think he barks because that entertains him, that I try so hard to be slim. I try to show him I'm a gentleman and wave, in hopes that he does not misbehave. And I gave him a name, too. I call him Bobo, after what I'd probably get if he got his wish and got off from his leash. Even the tiniest ideas can become a funny and somewhat lengthy poems, as you go round and round searching for rhymes. Poems can be really good at helping you remember something neat, like the sound that frogs made one day, or a barking dog. Without trying to rhyme, the story would be one sentence long and soon forgotten. With a poem, it just keeps going, bark and bark and bark. I should also mention that there is this classy way of speaking about things by subtle analogy. Instead of writing a poem that mentions your favorite philosophers, mention flower names, or planet names, or star names instead. And as a result, you will end up with a book of poetry about something seemingly ordinary, but also one that hides a profound wisdom that everyone will be able to sense. For example, philosophers are fond of saying,
"Education is the kindling of a flame, not the filling of a vessel."
Aster is a kind of a flower that symbolizes wisdom, faith, and valor. And the word comes from Greek, and it means star. The word planets also has its root in the Greek planets aster, meaning wandering stars, and in this case represents a wandering student. Even if your reader is not familiar with what the analogies are all about, they are sure to appreciate a mysterious poem and completely understand it.
"Too many planets and stars, and no aster could ever stand up to vengeful Mars. We mustn't hope to fill the vessel, but to kindle a flame. We can only hope to give the stars an aim. May the stars and wanderers find their light, so that our world can grow more noble and bright."